Blog Talk Radio. Entered access code 278961.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. Today is the third day of February. Can you hear me, Sister Darlene? Hello? Good morning. Hello.
Yes, good morning. Okay, there's Sister Chris again.
Good morning.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear.
Okay, good. Okay. We was having a little difficulties at first. I was hearing music. All right, good morning, Circle of Friends. Today is the third day of February, and we're just glad to be in the presence of the Lord and just be able to lift up his holy name this morning. I just want to thank God this morning for allowing us to come together and worship his holy name and lift him up and encourage each other. Lord God, I just give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. I worship your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. I give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, for keeping our families, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for just keeping us COVID-free, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you this morning, Lord God, that you've given us a renewed mind, Jesus, Lord God. A renewed mind, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, for just, Lord God, just the blood that you shed, Lord God. Lord God, that you was the sacrificial lamb, Lord God, that we, no more blood to be shed, Lord God. Lord God, that you died for our sins, Lord God. We are so grateful, Lord God, this morning for that, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for keeping my nephew Caleb, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for being the lamp of his footsteps, Lord God. Guiding him, Lord God, helping him make good decisions, Lord God. Giving him wisdom, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for just keeping him, Lord God. Lord God, we bind everything in high places over his life, Lord God. Lord God, we bind anything coming against the knowledge of Jesus Christ in his life, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to remove all distractions, Lord God, and everything is not like you in his life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you keep him, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for every prodigal son and prodigal daughter, Lord God, that's out there, Lord God, that needs to come back home, Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you give them the strength, Lord God, to come back home, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for strength, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people out there, Lord God, that don't have the strength, Lord God, to come to you, Jesus, Lord God. And they don't know how, Lord God. Lord God, there's people out there depressed, Lord God, going through it, Lord God. Lord God, there's children, Lord God, that are sick, Lord God. And I just pray in the name of Jesus for them, Lord God. Lord God, we're standing in the gap, Lord God, for each other, Lord God. This morning, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for waking us up, Lord God, that we can go to war, Lord God, for standing in the gap for each other, Lord God. Lord God, those who can't stand in the gap for themselves, Lord God, and don't have the strength, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, that we can stand in the gap for our family members, even just those that we don't even know, Lord God. So I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, and the platform of this prayer line, Lord God, to encourage and uplift each other, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for Tony, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you mend her broken heart, Lord God. Lord God, we know that she's mourning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, you be her strength, Lord God. You be her strength, Jesus, Lord God. that she would call on you, Jesus, Lord God, that she, Lord God, that she would just get her right, her life right with you, Lord God. And, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would mend her heart, Lord God, give her peace, Lord God, beyond her understanding, Lord God. We know that that's something that you guarantee us, Jesus, peace. Peace, Lord God. And Lord God, just help her to find that peace, Lord God. Help her to find you in this whole situation, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, that you stick closer than a brother, Lord God. Lord God, that you would be there, Lord God. And you, you know, Lord God, you told us, Lord God, that you were giving us an expected end, Lord God. Lord God, help her to find purpose in her pain, Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for her whole family, Lord God. Her other children, Lord God, is going through it, Lord God. I pray for them, Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you just give the whole family strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now for Dwight, Lord God. He's only, I think, 9 years old, Lord God, and he's has some form of cancer, Jesus, Lord God. I pray for him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for his family, Lord God. I pray for his mother, Lord God, his father, Lord God, that you give him strength, Lord God. I pray for the doctors, Jesus, and the nurses, Lord God, is having to deal with him, Lord God. I pray that you give them knowledge, Jesus, and compassion, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray for everybody, Lord God. Lord God is going through it, Lord God, that we still, Lord God, even we're in the third day of February, Lord God, and God is still God, no matter what the situation looked like, Lord God. We are victorious. We will be victorious in you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're not going to lean onto our own understanding, Lord God, but we're going to wait on you, Lord God. We're going to lean on to you, Lord God. Lord God, for everything, Jesus, Lord God. We're going to pray about everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give us a renewed mind, Lord God. Lord God, help us to not think the way that we used to think, Lord God. But, Lord God, give us kingdom thinking, Lord God. Lord God, help us to understand, Lord God, that all things come through you, Lord God. Lord God, you sit on the right hand of the Father interceding for us, Lord God. Lord God, you care about us, Lord God. You're concerned about us, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to lean on you, Lord God, and not on the understanding, Lord God. Help us to call on you, Lord God, and not lean onto our own understanding, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being the way, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for not letting us die in our sins, Lord God, that we can have eternal life with you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for being our Redeemer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we don't have to be who we were, Lord God, but we can be who we are in Christ, Lord God. Give us more of you, Lord God, and less of us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to Lord God, just to lean on you, Lord God, because you are the way, Lord God. Lord God, you are the way, Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that I have an understanding of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I have a relationship with you, Lord God. And help our relationships with you not be in vain, Lord God. But, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you hear every prayer, Lord God. You are concerned with every situation, Lord God, that we go through, Lord God. But, Lord God, I know that you are our strength, Lord God. I know that you are my strength, Lord God. You said that we could cast mountains in the sea, Lord God, if we just believe, Lord God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the faith that you've given us, Lord God. And we ask you today, Jesus, to increase that faith, Father God. You said that if we just have faith of a mustard seed, Lord God, how small a mustard seed is, Lord God. We just have that much faith, Lord God. We could change some things, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for giving us faith, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us a renewed mind and a renewed understanding, Lord God. We're waking up, Lord God, ready, Lord God, ready to call on you, Lord God, ready to praise your name, Lord God, ready to give you thanks, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you have given us an expected end, Lord God. You said surely you will bless us, Lord God. You will open the gates of heaven, Lord God, and give us so many blessings we don't have room enough to receive, Father God. Lord God, you've given us so many promises in the Bible, Lord God. So many, Lord God, you keeping your covenant with us, Lord God. You brought us out of so many situations, Jesus, Lord God. You brought us out of Egypt, Lord God.
Lord God, that we don't have to keep going through, because we know you are God that brings us out, Lord God. No situation is too big for you, Jesus. So I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because I know me, Lord God. I believe it, Lord God. I believe it for a miracle, Lord God. I believe it for a blessing, Lord God. I believe in Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for keeping my business, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every client, Lord God, that comes in, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for new clients, Lord God, just keeping us safe, Lord God, inside of there, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you are so wonderful, Lord God. Lord God, you are not man that you should lie, Lord God. You keep it every promise, Lord God, and I thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that I'm in my right mind, Lord God. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you got my feet placed on solid ground, Lord God, that I can stand by the rivers of life, Lord God, no matter what comes, no matter what comes, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we put on the armor of the Lord, Jesus, Lord God, that we stand, Lord God, and we stand on your word, Jesus, Lord God, because you are not man that you should lie, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our light today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, because you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. And I just give you all the glory. I give you all the glory, Jesus. I give you all the glory, Lord God. And I give you all the praises and honor, Lord God. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for keeping my parents, Father God. I thank you for keeping their health, Father God. I pray for my sisters, Lord God, that they will come to you, Jesus, Lord God. I pray that they'll lean on you, Lord God, in order to their own understanding, Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for keeping TJ, Jadon, Father God, Sierra, Joshua, Jesus, TJ, Lord God, and Kenyon, Father God, and Denver and Dallas, Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you keep them, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for calling us friend, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for a relationship with you, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. So I just want to share something with you today, Lord God. I just want to share something with you guys today. And, you know, God, there's so many promises in the Bible. And, you know, sometimes when I'm researching and just studying, I study the promises of God because I just be trying sometimes to re-encourage myself and let myself know whose I am and who I am. And so God has so many promises in the Bible. And God's promises is, I had to do some research on what a promise of God is. And a promise of God is a covenant or a declaration that one will do exactly what they say or something will happen just as like something like a pledge. So in Genesis, it says, "Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of multitude of nations." And when God spoke to Abraham, he declared that he will bless him and make him the father of nations. And we see this throughout the Bible. And it says in Exodus that God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he saw the people of Israel, and God knew. One of the greatest promises God made in history was his deliverance of his people from Egyptian slavery. God called a man by the name of Moses to declare to the Pharaoh that it was the time for his people to be set free. The Pharaoh didn't take God's word seriously, and the effect was catastrophic. We read so many plagues in the Bible that God sent to Egypt, and that led the Pharaoh in the end to release God's people, only to regret it and cause more problems for his army. The nation of Israel crossed the Red Sea and was set free after 430 years of slavery. So in Deuteronomy, the Lord says, "The Lord would establish you as his holy people. And as he promised you on the oath, if you kept the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience with him." So God made a promise to the nation of Israel that he would keep, that they would keep his commandments and he would bless them abundantly. So when I look at stuff like this and I read stuff like this, it's just like, it just seems like the blueprint for me. So he says, if God made a promise to the nation of Israel that if they kept his commandments, he would bless them abundantly. I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed abundantly. So I just thank God for keeping his commandments, that we will be blessed abundantly. And then it goes on to say, if they would obey his word and his truth, he will set them high above all the nations of the earth. So in Joshua, he says, be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And so I just thank God for keeping every promise. I thank God for being just not man that he can lie. I thank God for just giving us an expected end and just being with us and loving us so much that he just kept his covenant with us. And he's deliverer. I thank God this morning for being a deliverer, a remover from situations. Lord, God has brought us through so much. He's bringing us through a whole nother year, and I just thank God for what he's doing. And just because it's a new year and it's just a new thing, and just like we're going into our fast today, I just want to come together and just thank God to just bless this fast, that he give us just a renewed mind and a renewed spirit so we can hear from him. And so we know no matter what each and every situation looks like, that God is working it out for us. And he said that he will keep his covenant with us if we just if we would just keep him, he will bless us abundantly. If we just keep his word and obey his word and his truth, he will set us high above all nations. I don't know about you, but I want to be set high above all nations. So let's just come together and just thank God for keeping his promise and keeping his covenant, because we need our families covered. We need this. We need these blessings. We need this, these promises from God. So we know that when we're laboring in Christ, we know what we're laboring for. We're laboring for him to just keep us, and he said he will bless us abundantly if we would obey his word and his truth. So let's just come together and thank God and just, you know, prepare ourselves for this fast, prepare our minds for this fast, because we're fasting for our fasting to change situations. And I'll just make sure that God hear us on this fast and God see our diligence. And you know, whatever you're praying for, whatever you're asking for, that we just pray that we're just coming to Christ the right way, that everything be right so we can get the expected end and the result that we need, because we need this. Our family needs this. We need this. We need this relationship with Christ. We need our relationship for Christ to be right and not to be in vain. And that's just what I tell myself all the time. Like when I'm doing something, I'm like, I need this to be right. I need God to hear me. I need to know that this is right in what I'm doing. So let's just come together right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name.
We worship your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God,
for this morning, Lord God. We
come to you, Lord God,
asking
you to hear us,
Lord God.
Lord God,
Thank you right now, God.
Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a renewed mind. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, L Lord God, yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. I just wanted to come together with you guys and just, you know, really, we got to encourage each other. We gotta just use our minds and our spirit and everything and just encourage each other. And remember that God has given us an expected end. And he's going to do, his timing is not our timing. And he's going to do everything that he said that he's going to do. He's going to keep us. There's liberty in the word of God. We have to be encouraged and motivated. I don't care how you do it, how you got to gas yourself up, but just understand that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's not a respecter of persons. He's concerned about our situations. He hears our prayers. And we just got to stay strong and steadfast. And just remember, God is God. And, you know, I have to tell myself that all the time and just re-encourage myself when things are not, you know, seeming a little rocky. And, you know, no, nothing is perfect for us. You know, I just pray that we receive God's favor and grace and mercy. And just that we just, you know, just stay encouraged. God said be encouraged. And so I just thank you this morning. I thank God this morning just that we can motivate and encourage and inspire each other through the word of God. Amen. So I just want to get the names of everybody that's on the prayer line today that we're just praying for you. We're praying for your families. We're praying for your spirit. We're praying to encourage you. We love you. So if you want to give your name today, go ahead.
Got Apostle Hustle here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lois.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, this is
Good
Deborah.
Morning, Scholastica is here listening.
Good morning, Good this morning. Is Sister Gladys this morning. I'm listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Deborah just listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Glenda.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Vaughn listening.
Good morning. Okay, I guess that's everybody. So, you know, we just come, like I said earlier, we're just coming to lift each other up and motivate each other. So when we go out in the world today, we go to our jobs or go to our respective places, that we understand that the Spirit of the Lord resides in us, and he's concerned about our situation, and that his grace is sufficient for us, for his power is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness. So Christ is the power that rests on me. So we just thank God for his power, for his grace, for his mercy that's going to guide us today. We pray to Lord God that he removes the mark of rejection of our life, any area of our life where we've been rejected and we've been denied. We will not be denied no more. That God's grace is sufficient. He's no respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for the other. And we just thank God that he's given us so many blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. He is our God. He's our Father. He is concerned about us, and we just thank him today. We just thank him that he's going to give us favor.
favor with man, favor with woman. He's going to cover our cars when we're going out. He's going to have the angels of the Lord surrounding and protect us. We're going to go about our day today, commanding our day that we only receive good news today. We're going to receive good news today all day. Even when we come home, we're going to be blessed. When we leave out of our houses today, we're going to be blessed. We're going to be blessed spiritually. We're going to be blessed physically. God is going to keep us. God hears us. He knows what we're praying for. He's working the situation now. We're planting seeds today, and God is going to watch them and water them and watch them grow. And we just thank God today. We thank God that we are the ranch that he saved, that he's our shepherd that we shall not want. He lead us down the path of righteousness for his name's sake, for his name's sake, that we are not our own, that we are bought at a price, and we are not our own. We just thank God today that he paid the ultimate price for our sins, that we don't have to die in our sins. We thank God today that he is our redeemer, that he has given us the opportunity to have eternal life. What a blessing is that. We are chosen by him, that he would do it just for us. He would die on that cross just for us, just for each and every one of us, little old us. He would have did it for us. That's how much love he has for us. And we got to understand that we are loved by Christ. If nobody else loves you, Christ loves you. And I would rather Christ love me than anybody. And I just thank God for that. I just thank God for that. I just thank God for the encouragement that just to keep going, to keep pressing towards the mark, that, Lord God, that he is going to anoint our head with oil, that our cups shall run it over. And I thank God for that. Thank God that he prepares the table for us in the presence of our enemies. God is good, and he is great, and he is merciful. So we should just thank God today. I'm not sure if that there's anybody that wants to pray and just give God thanks and just, you know, pray this morning. I'm not sure who's able to pray. Apostle Horsley, are you able to pray? Sister Marie, I know that, you know, you always able to pray.
We're able to pray.
Just, you know, just pray and just thank God and worship God because he's good.
Just, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being here. You with us this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning in the right mind, O Lord God. Able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God. Lord God, praying for more strength, O Lord God, and more clarity, Lord God, as we begin this fast, O Lord God. Lord God, give the fast to the people, Lord God, the fast that they can do, O Lord God, and complete, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, when I look into your holiness, O Lord God, when I look on how you just blessed us, O Lord God, how you have kept us, O Lord God, how you have brought us through, God. Lord God, our soul, my soul cries out, hallelujah, Lord God. I want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for just the strength, O Lord God, that you have allowed us to have, O Lord God, as we go through this time, O Lord God. God, we, Lord God, we need a refreshing this word I'm searching for this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, been working tirelessly, Lord God. Lord God, ministering unto your people, O Lord God. Lord God, they're on the highways, they're on the hedges, O Lord God, they're in the grocery stores, O Lord God. Lord God, there's just that spirit of confusion, O Lord God, is moving out of the way, O Lord God. That spirit of chaos, O Lord God, as we brought it, came through into this year, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, there's a slow settling of it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So here, this hour of power, pray, Lord God, ask you, O Lord God, to continue to settle things, O Lord God, in the homes with the children, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the confusion with vaccination, O Lord God, those that met on timely death, O Lord God, we pray for a great time, O Lord God, of bereavement that is in the earth, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the spirit of confusion is still yet stirring, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, from the current administration, O Lord God, that was set over the people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But we pray out, O Lord God, that you drive out every demon and every devil, O Lord God, every witchcraft spirit, astral projection, incantation, O Lord God, the Leviathan spirit, the Chorus spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the spirit of the dragon, O Lord God, let it be cast down in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we receive, O Lord God, strength, O Lord God, the refreshing that we need, O Lord God, come from you, Lord God. While we here, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, send a fresh anointing, O Lord God, send fresh thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that we're on the battlefield, O Lord God, hallelujah, God, that we have entered into your vineyard, O Lord God. We're doing whatsoever we can find our hands to do, O Lord God. Give you the honor, the glory, and the praise this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, in this time, O Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you would just touch children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Unborn babies, O Lord God, the newborn babies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the toddlers, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your spirit, by your power, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Those that are led and pet blood, O Lord God, to take that shot, O Lord God, we pray that it works, O Lord God, in harmony with their body, God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would put that you will put that spirit of confusion to rest, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we will worship you and we will praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God, to think, O Lord God, how to set the atmosphere, O Lord God, of worship and praise in our home, O Lord God, that that word will be covering the home, O Lord God. Lord God, put a praise inside of us, O Lord God, that we'll be able to carry it with us throughout the day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Give us fresh fruits in our spirit, O Lord God, that we be able to give those fruits of the Spirit out as we go along this day and throughout this life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, make a change in us, O Lord God. Lord God, things that we were struggling with, O Lord God, sin, the bone, missing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, things that we've been struggling with, O Lord God, and nobody knows but us and you, O Lord God. We ask that you cast it out right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would strengthen us, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God, that you would just touch God in a miraculous way, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God, to work, O Lord God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, as we go through this fast, O Lord God, for the family, O Lord God, and for people, O Lord God, and families in itself, O Lord God, unite our hearts in one accord, Lord, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, show us how to pray for the family, O Lord God, and family members that we can't call their name, O Lord God, that we set ourselves in agreement, O Lord God, that a certain spirit, O Lord God, of peace will come on family, Lord God. Send the anointing, O Lord God, that makes praying and worshiping easy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Send the quickness, O Lord God, of the thought, O Lord God, to rebuke the enemy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that devil don't even get a foothold, O Lord God, in our way, O Lord God, to hinder us, O Lord God. Lord God, we have people that are entrepreneurs, O Lord God, that have businesses, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God, and I want to thank you, Lord God, because we can see with our eyes, O Lord God, this changing, O Lord God, that people of color, as they call us, O Lord God, that they're opening up business, O Lord God, that they're giving us, O Lord God, space, O Lord God, and companies are coming in, O Lord God, boosting, O Lord God, the small business people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we want to thank you this morning, O Lord God, for the workmanship of your hand, O Lord God, for moving things along, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you and we praise you this morning, God, because we realize, Father, that you never failed us, O Lord God. Lord God, we're calling on you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, because you have gave us a promise, O Lord God. You said, whatsoever thing that we desire, O Lord God, in this present tense, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We call the name John Muirhead, came up this morning, O Lord God. Some children come up, O Lord God. Those that are teenagers, O Lord God. Disobedient to the parents, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would give them strength, O Lord God, to be able to fight against that power of persuasion, O Lord God, against gang violence, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The drive-by shootings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would give us clarity to see, O Lord God, in which direction to go, O Lord God. Cover us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, in a special way, God, as we go, O Lord God. Lord God, as they work on this impeachment case, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O Lord God, as they alien forces, O Lord God, give us strength, O Lord God, to worship and praise you, O Lord God, so at this time, O Lord God, that we'll be able to turn to flight the army of the aliens, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, this weekend's coming in, O Lord God, and it's Super Bowl Sunday, O Lord God. Rebuke the power of terrorists and terrorist attacks, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Children trafficking, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we need you right now, Lord God, in a special way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, God. We what it deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, touch the hearts, O Lord God, those that walk in, that work in law enforcement, O Lord God, in the judicial system, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God, those that are up on Capitol Hill, oh, Lord God, that you would touch their mind, oh, Lord God, that they know, oh, Lord God, make the right decisions, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, God, we thank you for touching and blessing Roderick's life, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And everyone who have children, oh, Lord God, that has children with special needs, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch, heal, deliver, set free, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes it seems like you cannot catch your breath, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, because of so many things happening, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Give us time, oh, Lord God. Show us what time it is, oh, Lord God, as we fast and pray, oh, Lord God, to steal away with you, oh, Lord God. Show us that quiet place, oh, Lord God, where we could renew our strength in you, oh, Lord God, that we'll be able to stay in this battle, oh, Lord God, because we realize, oh, Lord God, that this prayer, this walk, oh, Lord God, this life of living a sanctified life, oh, Lord God, that this life is on to the death, oh, Lord God, until the end of the day, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, and we do be each of us, oh, Lord God, according, oh, Lord God, for the work that we did, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Let our work be strong, oh, Lord God, that we stand before you, Lord God, that it will not be burnt up, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So touch everywhere, Lord God, every situation, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Touch the feeble-minded, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Bless Pastor Dolly, oh, Lord God. Keep us strong, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you meet her needs, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, because she's standing at the helm here, Lord God, at this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Bless wives, bless husbands, oh, Lord God. Bless situations everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. So we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise in Jesus' name, oh, Lord God. I thank you for this time of prayer, Lord God, this hour of power of prayer, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we bless each and every one, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Join our hearts together, one accord, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, pray for our grandma, for the Pretty family, oh, Lord God. We had someone pass, oh, Lord God, and today is the day, oh, Lord God. Let the family come together, Lord God, even in the inclement weather, oh, Lord God. Lord God, and just bless you, oh, Lord God, and keep us this time that we're going through right now in the name of Jesus, God. We give that name the honor, the glory, the praise. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. God. If anything that we didn't pray for, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because your spirit is here, Lord God. Continue to bless in Jesus' name. I thank you for the time. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Pastor Darlene and Minister Chris. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Abel Shatta. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yes, God, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, God. Amen. Jesus, Son of the God. Son of the God.
Thank you, Apostle Hershey, for that prayer. Sister Marie, are you able to pray?
Yes, good morning. Heavenly Father, we come to Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, agreeing with one another, Father, agreeing with prayers that are going on around me at this hour of prayer, Heavenly Father. Father, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for joining us together this morning, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, we look up to the hills, Lord. We look up to you, Almighty God, the great I am, the creator of this universe, Heavenly Father. Father, we just glorify you right now, Lord, for who you are, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just praying and agreeing, Lord, that you touch each and every one of our families, Lord, and our close friends, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We praying for the hungry. Oh, yes, yes. We pray for people that are hungry, Lord. We got people that have no food, Lord. We ask that you touch them, Lord, that they be fed, Heavenly Father. They have people in their past, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There are people that can't pay their bills right now, Lord. They have no finances. Lord, bless them financially, Lord. Oh, yes, you are a witness, Lord. We pray that agreeing is way for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for the ones that have family have transitioned from this earth, Heavenly Father. Comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Give them strength, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Speak to their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That they understand what is going on, Lord. When you call someone home, oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Father. We pray for the mothers that out there, Heavenly Father, that may be struggling, Lord, because of school not in, Heavenly Father. Some of them out there, Lord, that have a problem even helping their kids in school with their schoolwork. We pray, Lord, that you give them knowledge, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. sent to them, Heavenly Father, where they are needed, Lord. Oh, Lord, praying for power, Lord. Oh, yes, determination, Lord, for people that is lacking in Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying right now for healing, Lord, of those that are in need of healing, Lord. We're praying for people with mental health issues, Heavenly Father. People that are suicidal, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for people that's confused, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that is weak, Lord. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that struggle in the fence, Lord. That you give them a solid ground, Lord. That you give them a solid ground, Lord, to build on. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that does not know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, put someone in that path that they get to know you, Lord. Know about you, Lord, and learn to love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that need their mind renewed, Lord, renew their minds, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Lord, those that are out there looking for work, Lord, place them in the right path. Or the people, someone that can help them, Lord, that they get a good job, making enough money that they can survive and their heart free, Lord. Oh, yes. For anything, obstacles that's overwhelming them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the first responders that you continue protecting them as they be exposed to different peoples, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and protecting them from injuries. Oh, yes, Lord. Continue covering those first responders, Lord. Oh, they need you, Lord. Not just one day, but every day, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praying for the kids, Lord, for they are, whether they're in class or doing virtual, Lord, give them a hunger to learn, Lord. Give them patience they can listen, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. That they be attentive to what the people just say, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. That they be willing to do their homework, Heavenly Father, with joy. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, Father, there's nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, I connect all the prayers that are going on at this hour, power of prayer, and the people that we're praying for with Father who are in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, Heavenly Father, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. Lord, you are our beginning and our end. And we love you, and we all agree and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Marie and Apostle Horsley, for those prayers. Sister Darlene, are you here? Sister Darlene?
I don't think she's here today.
Well, we're at the top of the hour this morning. I just want to thank everybody that's came to the Circle of Friends to uplift one another. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we be blessed as we're leaving and going about our day and our jobs, that we hear nothing but good news. And I pray that the Spirit of the Lord be with each and every one of us. And everything that we're praying for, I pray that God gives us peace and understanding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You all have a blessed today. And we will see you tomorrow, same time, same place, same station, right here at the prayer place and deliverance. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Everyone. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. we invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.